It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, Oscar nominations are in. Joker, Irishman, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood all got big nods. In all, the Joker has 11 nominations. The Irishman has 10. Another big one for Best Film, 1917.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the general's here.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
Ooh, I can't wait. Everyone that's seen that has said that's absolutely amazing.
It looks
great. Long, but super great. That'll be taken on The Irishman, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite for the big category, Best Film. Also, Best Actress, Scarlett Johansson is in the mix. Charlize Theron for Bombshell, Renee Zellweger. Best Actor, Antonio Banderas will be taken on Leo DiCaprio, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Joaquin Phoenix for The Joker, and Jonathan Pryce. So they will all go down on February 9th, I believe we will hear, and the Oscar goes to.
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 Ooh, I can't wait for that. I just love to see, of course, what everyone wears and the glam, and it's like they get all ready all day. Okay, this was breaking news. Popular YouTube creator and makeup artist Nikki DeJager, she revealed that she is a transgender woman.
I want to start the year off by finally revealing a part of my life that has made me who I am. I want to talk about a part of myself that makes me, me. I can't believe I'm saying this today to all of you. For the entire world to see. But damn, it feels good to finally do it. It is time to let go and be truly free. When I was younger, I was born in the wrong body, which means that I am transgender.
Very cool. She's 25 years old and she opened up to her more than 12 million followers. It's kind of sad though, this move was prompted by an attempted blackmail.
Oh, really?
So someone was going to out her. So she said, you know what, I'm going to take my power back and do it myself. However, I hate that she couldn't do it on her own timeline. But.
Yeah, I never understand why somebody thinks it's their right or they need to or they're angry enough to out somebody. Like, that's their thing and they should have the right to do it or not do it.
I know. I agree with you 100%. Well, Sia, exciting news. A, she has adopted a son. The 44-year-old is now a mama. And B, she has been sexually propositioning Diplo. She has offered Diplo sex with no strings attached and says she is super sexually attracted to him and wants it.
Come here, Diplo.
It's interesting that she's just not like messaging him or calling him. She's letting the world know, but she's like manifesting it and putting it out there. So,
hey, where's the beat?
I guess that's one way to do it, right? Like, hey,
yeah.
I want you. You want this? No strings attached. Hey.
Where was that when I was single? I never had a woman coming for me. Never.
Question. Would you vote for Cardi B if she ran for office? She says she may one day be heading to the White House. What the what? Yeah, she tweeted that she thinks she wants to be a politician. She loves government, doesn't agree with government. So if this whole music thing doesn't work out or if she wants to expand, she is going to get into politics.
It would never happen, but I would love to see like Congresswoman Cardi, please come to the Cardi B. What would you like to say? Yeah,
awesome.
we agree. Yes, we further the motion. Thank you, Cardi.
I think it's cool.
Now, if I was going to give a TED Talk, what would you all automatically assume I'd be giving one on? Let's have a little bit of fun with this one, because, I have some ideas about all yoga.
I know.
Oh, you do?
Call of Duty.
Oh, see, no, I thought that might have been pork chop. Now I have to rethink everything. The game has changed. That's coming up next. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.